A brand new local hip-hop podcast has launched, and it's hosted by industry legend Phil Bell, ONZM, otherwise known as DJ Surveyor. Phil has interviewed more than 100 people for his 11-part series. It's called Aotearoa Hip-Hop, the music, the people, the history, and here's a little preview of what to expect.
Hey, I'm Philip Bell, aka DJ Surveyor, artist, hip-hop fan, podcast addict. I was lucky enough to be part of hip-hop culture in New Zealand since the start. And this podcast is the timeline of hip-hop music in Aotearoa from its inception.
How bizarre. That's the dream. You know, he's sold more records than I ever will.
Upper Hutt Posse changed the game locally. They took the hip-hop art form and made it Aotearoa.
I've flown around the world to talk to the people who were there when it happened.
When the guys comes over to me, he's like, hey, Stevie Wonder just showed up and he's asking for you.
Well, Phil Bell joins me now. Kia ora, Phil.
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, good, congratulations. I've got to be honest, it sounds like a bit of a dream job.
It does sound like a dream job, but it's also equally your worst nightmare.
How come?
Putting that thing together was much tougher than I could even possibly imagine. But yeah,
really?
very rewarding.
Yeah, tell me about the challenges.
I mean, COVID. COVID was probably the biggest challenge. I mean, talking to someone in person, just like we're talking right now, it's fine talking on a phone or by Zoom, but being in someone's company, you can get a little bit deeper, which is what we're after. So, you know, I tripped, booked Australia, had an American one, and when some of them didn't happen, it just made it harder. So, yeah, it was pretty much COVID, but also everyone has a different vision of events, eh?
It's so funny.
Always the way.
There's no such thing as the one version of history, and so I guess that means that you are making decisions the whole time about what you include and what you don't and which version you're going to go for.
Yeah, that was very much a challenge, and it's like any podcast about anything that you could possibly think of, you know, whether anything at all is going to always have differing opinions, and navigating that was quite a big job, but we got there in the end. Or I would just state both versions, and then you can figure it out for yourself.
What did you set out to do with this podcast?
I think the biggest aim was to document, because there's lots of things that have happened, you know, in any art form of any kind, or, you know, sport or whatever. There's always people that are the unsung heroes, and just giving people their flowers now. I mean, I'm very conscious of the fact that a lot of the people that are major players in this thing were getting old. Some people have passed, some very important people, so just making sure that we did our due diligence now while everyone was here, interviewed as many people as possible, and then tell the story that's literally never been told.
Yeah, is that right? Is there no sort of good definitive story of New Zealand hip-hop out there?
Not like this. So there has been some good, there's been some good books. There's been Gareth Shute did a great book, but it is dated now. It was made over 20 years ago. There's several websites that are great. Audio Culture is really, really good. But with regard to the complete story, there's stories that are in this thing that no one has ever heard, ever. And some of them are really rich history and also hilarious at the same time, you know?
Any themes that come through as you put this together? You know, I imagine that you, as a good storyteller, you're sort of looking for a narrative where there is one. What did you discover?
I mean, some of it was obvious. Race played a big part in the early days. One thing I will say is that Wellington was the epicenter of hip-hop in New Zealand.
And
Auckland always likes, you know, I've lived in Auckland all my life. Well, I don't anymore. I live in Wellington. But when I was living in Auckland, everyone in Wellington was always like, it started down here. And Aucklanders would be like, no. You know, it was happening up there. The fact of the matter is Wellington is the epicenter and the birthplace of the art form of hip-hop music in New Zealand, 100%, without a doubt.
What sort of names are we talking about there, Phil?
Well, that's the interesting part, is that these people have probably never been, so a lot of people have never heard of. However, there are some key players, like Nick Mills is a key player in the story right at the very beginning. How about that?
Yeah.
Nick Mills from Wellington is a key player. There are basketball players, there are musicians. I've been doing this for many years. I would say I've been part of the hip-hop community in New Zealand for somewhere around 30 years. And when I made this thing and when I listen to it now, there are stories I was like, what? You know what I mean? How's that? So that for me, you can imagine some people have been coming back to me going, I just had literally no idea. Like there is a really succinct Shea Fu story that Murray Kamik, who's a very famous New Zealand journalist, started Rip It Up. He told me the story about why he said to me that when he started his radio show in Auckland, it was very hard to pick it up. So Shea Fu wrote Misty Frequencies about listening to his radio show. And I was like, that's not true. Like, I've known Shea all my life. What are you talking about? Go talk to Shea. And Shea's like, it's 100% that's true. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's a beautiful story. It's not, you know, people look at hip-hop and they go, oh, you know, what's this about? It's not about that. It's about rich New Zealand history and some great stories, some not so great stories, some sad stuff, but certainly an eye-opener for sure.
Any stuff that you're kind of nervous about putting out there or you know, waiting to brace yourself for the reaction?
That's kind of happened already. I mean, there was, what wasn't known was there was a lot of dissension in the Upart Posse ranks. So Upart Posse, possibly the most important New Zealand hip-hop band in history because they were the first.
Mm.
Within that dynamic of that group, nobody knew until literally, I didn't know until I made the podcast that DLT, who's a very good friend of mine, got booted out of the band, basically got asked to leave. And when he told me that, I was like, are you okay with me telling the story? And everyone has been pretty forthcoming. So I was a bit nervous, but on the same token, it's not my story either. It's somebody else's. So I just bit down and put it out.
You just reminded me of that DLT album. That was wicked, eh? What would that have been, 95 maybe?
Yeah, and that's just... So we've released the podcast in two parts. So there's six episodes. Where it stops is just before that moment. So yeah, that's cool. And you know, you could say that's the golden era of New Zealand hip-hop, but like anything, you know, rock and roll, heavy metal, whatever, they've always got these interesting beginnings, and that's what the first... But if you listen to the first episode, it's a little bit like, I'm addicted to F1, Formula 1 racing.
Yeah.
I just tell people, go watch the Netflix series, you watch one episode and you'll be gone, you'll be in. This podcast is a little bit like that, because you don't actually have to be a fan of New Zealand hip-hop music or hip-hop music in general to listen to it. It's just a really rich story. That's it, you know?
Massive project, really, Phil. Did you have anyone on the team with you helping you to shape it and work out what to leave in and what to take out?
There's a journalist. Well, he's more than a journalist. He's everything. There's a guy called Martin Pepperell from Wellington.
Yes.
Without him, this would not happen. There's no chance this would happen. So
yeah.
Martin was a big part of it. The Rover team were a huge part of it. But I'll be honest with you, when we started this project, we didn't have any idea what it was going to take. I'll be honest, like, I've bitten off more than I can chew a few times, but this is the biggest bite I've ever taken. I remember about a year in saying to Martin, I just don't think this can be done. It's too hard. I wasn't skilled enough. It was just, it's a lot. And you can hear it when you listen to it. There's like a lot going on. It's almost like there's almost too much going on. Somehow Martin was he's the person that's filtered it out and turned it into something that was cohesive. So when you listen to it, it's not a complete mess. Because back then, it was a mess. There was a lot going on.
And how significant for New Zealand to be creating its own hip-hop? I imagine you track that as well, right? I mean, for a while there, we had to look elsewhere, look offshore for hip-hop. I mean, what does it mean to our identity and I guess to the, you know, to the rangatahi of New Zealand to have our own scene?
Yeah, I think it was vitally important, actually, because... I think it's way more, it's easier to digest now because there's been time. But back in the day, and this will be told with many genres, we were just pretending to be Americans. Like, for instance, country music. Country and Western music, straight away, people are like, well, that's an American art form. What are you doing dressing up with a... But it's our interpretation of it. It resonates with us. You can feel something with it. It just took time for it to have an identity. So it was really important. And now, look at the inroads that our genre has made. It's been huge. Look at David Dallas Running was playing when we won the America's Cup. It's the first song they played, you know? So it has a relevance. It just took time to have an identity. It took a lot of time, actually. And that's the important part.
I didn't prepare you for this, so it's okay if you don't have an answer. But anyone right now in the scene who you're really loving that you'd recommend people check out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really like the Swidditch guys. These guys from Onehunga. They really impressed me. Their output's a bit slow. I'm very impatient. I think everyone should release everything all at once. There's a lot of people. I tell you what, New Zealand hip hop lacks right now is a superstar. We've always you know, you see needs a superstar, and we kind of don't have that at the moment. And I'm waiting for that person to pop their head up, release some music, and I think it'll come. But I do think it's going to be some young people. Chooch and AP are great. I like Chooch and AP. They're really, really good.
GSB doing some pretty impressive things, eh?
Yeah, I mean, there's heaps of great female artists. That's one very important thing. If any artist I really like, there's one called Vane. She's awesome. I love her. Jess is doing great work. Chai's doing great work. And there is a level of equality happening in our scene now that has been absent in the past. We picked up on that in making the podcast. It's very important.
How do you spell Vane? V-A-I-N?
V-A-Y-N-E. She's really in your face, but man, she makes great music.
Awesome. Okay, two quick fire questions.
Sure.
How many pairs of sneakers do you own?
600. Yeah, I know, stupid. I realize that.
I was gonna say I found you a vice, but then how many vinyl records do you own?
Anywhere between 15,000 and 20,000.
Oh my gosh.
Somewhere in between there. But don't forget, those are tools of my trade. I've been in the music business for how many years? That is my tools of the trade. Is it excessive? Absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's out of control. But hey, it's what I love.
You still DJing much?
Yeah, well, I'm literally looking forward to next weekend, because if Jacinda gives us the green, the red or orange or green light, I'll be playing next weekend in Hamilton. So still DJing, love it.
Oh, kia ora. I'd love to come and see you sometime. Thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Phil Bell, better known as DJ Servia, and Aotearoa Hip Hop, the music, the people, the history, is available on the app Rover. And so there are 11 apps. First season is out now. Six episodes are available now, and then there will be more episodes available from next year.